The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, lots of people may be in WhatsApp groups planning activities for the weekend because it is sunny out there. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, and many of you may be venturing to your local swimming spot, to the beach, to wherever it is you go to cool off from the summer sun over the next couple of days. To look ahead at the weather for this weekend, I'm joined by Carlo weatherman Alan O'Reilly. First, and joining me in a moment, is the co-creator of wildswim.ie, Maureen McCoy. You're both very welcome to the show. Alan, I suppose we'll start with today. I mean, how hot has it been there before? Forecasting the hottest day of the year. Have we hit those heights?
Yes, it's got up to 29 degrees in Sligo and in Roscommon. 29.4 degrees seems to be the highest that I've seen so far. We'll have to wait for Met Aaron to give the official update, but that's where it's hit so far, is 29 degrees. So not quite to 30, but not far off. And a lot of areas got over 26, 27 degrees. A little bit cooler in the southwest, all right.
We'll take it. 30 is officially too hot for me, so anything under that and above 25 we'll be very happy with. The key question though, is it going to last?
No, is the short answer, Sean, really. It is going to be still a warm day tomorrow. Temperatures will be over 22, 23 degrees, but not as high as today. And we will see a little bit more cloud around, but still good sunny spells Saturday. It will still be a nice summer's day. Just it will turn a little bit cloudier and the risk of some showers kicking off. So the risk of showers is mainly late afternoon, early evening and in the Midlands and North Midlands. But you could get a shower just about anywhere. And a few of those could be locally thundery, like there were this morning. There was a few thunder showers in around Limerick, Tipperary and Galway this morning. And then as we go into Sunday, for those that are finding it too warm, like me, Sean, it is going to turn a lot cooler. So temperatures will drop back below 20 degrees for Sunday. There'll be a good bit of cloud around and there will be a lot more showers. Still not heavy rain for everybody by any stretch of the imagination. Some areas might even escape and stay dry, but certainly more showers on Sunday and temperatures below 20.
And is this kind of it then? I get the tone. You're almost saying our summer has been and gone, but what are the long-term forecasts telling us?
I know, it's very uncertain really beyond Wednesday. We have high pressure that could try and come back up towards us. We have kind of a battle between high and low and the jet stream bringing some weather front across the Atlantic, possibly, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. But next Friday, a lot of people message me, there's a lot of gigs on. There is still a chance that high pressure will push back in for that and we could see some warmer air return. But really, it's really, really uncertain beyond Wednesday. We have a lot of different things happening in the Atlantic. Hurricane season is getting going and a lot of different things. But remember, tomorrow is the summer solstice, which is 1 second longer than today. So for the start of some people, Sean, that's the start of summer. For other people, it's midsummer, but for some people, it's the start of summer.
Yeah, it's all trending down after this. We will enjoy all of that 1 second. Alan O'Reilly, Carlo Weatherman, thanks a million for joining us on the show. I'm also joined, as I mentioned, by Maureen McCoy. She's the co-creator of wildswim.ie, because a lot of people will be trying, at least today and tomorrow, I suppose, to get out and enjoy that bit of swimming around the country, Maureen, but I suppose it is crucial to remember that even though it's very warm out, I presume that the sea temperatures are still quite cold.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me. Yes, the sea temperature is still a bit cold. Certainly the surface of the water is warming up, but underneath it gets a bit colder. So we still have the happen chance of cold water shock, which I'm sure people have heard about, but maybe don't know exactly what it is. So with cold water shock, it's when we hit the water, our body sort of reacts to it. And one of the first reactions is we take a gasp in. So it's just knowing to go into a little bit more carefully than just diving straight in head first is the first piece of advice I would give to anybody hitting water for the first time in these 2 days.
And you've said it as well about keeping your head above water for the first few minutes when you do go swimming. I mean, what's the importance of that? Why you keep the head above?
So it's to allow you time to settle your breathing. Just that gasping sensation and sort of fast rate of breath can go on for about 3 minutes for some people. So it's just to give yourself time to settle your breathing. If somebody does find they're doing that, just gently breathing out, focusing on the out breath, calms everything down. And you can swim head up or just stand about head up until that's settled and then start your swim after that.
Are some places more dangerous for swimming than others around the country?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, first off, quarries would be highly dangerous spots to go swimming. Quarries are generally very deep with steep sides, so access and getting out of them is quite difficult. And because they're so deep, they stay very, very cold as well. So whenever we're hot and we want to jump in and get cooled off, you can hit extremely cold water, a lot colder than the sea. So that's something to watch out for and be careful with.
For any of those then who may be thinking, do you know what, I've been maybe putting off the sea swim because of the weather and, you know, no more than myself have been like, oh, that's something I'd love to get into. I suppose, what's your top bit of advice briefly for those who are thinking about it this weekend?
Well, the number one piece of advice for any swimming at all is never swim alone. Take somebody with you, preferably somebody who's used to that area or maybe a slightly stronger swimmer than yourself, or join a group. You were talking about WhatsApp groups earlier there. There's plenty of WhatsApp swimming groups out there, and you can find lots of people to help share good places to go to swim, give their advice, but never swim alone. That's number one.
Good advice. Maureen McCoy there, co-creator of wildswim.ie. Thanks a million for joining us on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.